Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Schoep.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is interesting in a couple of ways. This is often the spot in the week where we will dig in on who the Bills are playing. Don't we already know everything about the Chiefs? And we've had so much fun talking to Mike Giardi, who makes it worse for himself because every time he's on with us, we say that and he's like, oh, I love it too. So let's just call Mike Giardi because he seems to enjoy his visits. We spent, Mike, so I don't expect you to have a comment on this, but we spent the first hour of our show today mostly talking about the Sabres. I know. And I know. And it's partly, well, it's not related. Yesterday, Bulldog got off on, like, here are the Chiefs again. And it's different this time. Both teams are not in first place. It's not really the game of the year right now because they're, like, not leading their divisions. It's different. And I thought, you know, here would be a good idea to start the show today, how the actual Bills game of the year is in week 15 at New England. Yeah. And instead, you know, Bulldog said something and we did hockey. But I do kind of think that's an interesting angle here.
That's how we came to have you back on our show again.
Well, any excuse.
I don't care how you got there. I'm glad to be back. I still love it. You can reel me in anytime you want. You were talking about the Sabres. The Bruins might be worse.
They are worse.
Putting it out there. Yep. They're really, that's not a good hockey team, and there's not a good amount of young talent anywhere. I'm not even talking just on the NHL level, but lower. Like, this could take a while, which kind of makes me sad.
They do play tomorrow. We can just do that if you want.
Yeah, you
want
to do an interview for our pregame show, Mike? Is that interesting to you at all? All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
These guys suck.
All right, bam. So it is, though. I mean, what's your perspective on, well, I mean, we want to talk about all of it with you, but just sort of like the season so far, it's still Kansas City, Buffalo, right? These are still the two top betting favorites in the conference are these two teams, but they both have to kind of run from behind here.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy how it worked. And I think maybe we thought that Kansas City would get off to a slower start just based on some of the things they were dealing with the offense. They have clicked it into high gear, by the way. I think they're playing as well as anybody in the last 5 weeks, especially offensively, where I think every game in the last 5 weeks, at least 28 points, I believe. So they've got it cooking. Rashee Rice obviously adds a big element to them. But it is a different sort of vantage point for both of them. The Bills is probably more surprising. And I know you guys watch it very closely, and there were some maybe less than impressive wins early in the year. You're like, you want more. But then when they do it, you're like, okay, well, they still have that in their bag. And that loss to New England sort of shook my view of the division. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, and now it is. You look at Week 15 and the way the Patriots' schedule plays out, there aren't many difficult games between now and then. Yes, that's what I meant to say, now and then. So it could really be for first place, for sure.
How good have the Patriots been in your view? Like, has there been some good fortune here, or have they really earned the record that they've got in the first place standing they have?
So, I mean, the good fortune is that you're the fourth place schedule. And right. When we looked at the schedule back when it came out, you're like, well, there's a bunch of crappy teams on the schedule. Now, other teams probably looked at them and thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the boost from Vrabel, and then Drake May's gone supernova. You guys saw some of it, but like, he's playing it even at a higher level, I think, over these last few weeks. Like, we're getting to the point where we're nitpicking, like, oh, you know, he shouldn't have passed up that 8-yard completion for the 15-yarder down the field. It was a tighter window. Like, that's the kind of place we're at with him right now, with the way he's throwing the football and maneuvering in the pocket. So that has been all that and then some. And when you've got a quarterback playing that well, and I legitimately think he's playing three or four best quarterbacks in the league just based on this recent, you know, window sample size, that when you have that, you can go anywhere and beat anyone or be in a game with anyone when your quarterback's playing at that level.
He's third in the MVP odds, May. Like, just, you know, a lot of that is narrative stuff, and they weren't supposed to be this good, right, and then they are. Mike, I was listening to Bet Sweats this morning on the Odyssey app, and Joe and Sam have a guest, Kelly in Vegas, every week, and they brought the Patriots to her, and she's like, as a bettor, I keep waiting for the letdown game. You know, like, it was going to be Cleveland, or it was going to be other game, Tennessee with the fired coach thing, and it just hasn't come. And she sort of was sounding like she was resigned to, well, it's never going to happen. I don't know. They're a touchdown favorite again against Atlanta. I think the Bills are lucky the Patriots aren't 8-0 with what the two losses were to the Raiders and the Steelers at home with the 5 turnovers.
I mean, yeah, it's a real possibility when you look back on it. Again, when they were 1-2, we're like, oh, you know, it's the same old sort of thing where they're you're seeing signs of improvement, but they can't consistently put it together. The quarterback's turning the ball over a little bit too much, and then, like, basically he's cleaned that up. He got picked off this past weekend. It was the first turnover in a month, I believe, from him. So just playing at a high level, the confidence is growing. And now when you talk to the guys in the room, it's, oh, our expectations have changed. Like, you know, it was us against the world kind of thing, but even they kind of were like, well, you know, we still got a ways to go. We turned over half the roster. Now you start stacking it up, and they look at Drake and go, oh, he's the dude. Then now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're 6-2. We haven't played, like, we have better football out there, and we're still winning these games. And I think that's probably the thing that turned me into, like, I'm sort of 10 toes in on them being a good football team, as opposed to, well, they're an okay football team and they're taking advantage of their schedule, is that the last 2 weeks, you know, you futz around with Cleveland for the first half, and then you absolutely boat race them in the third quarter. 3 drives, 3 touchdowns, like, just clinical, and you could just see the air go out of Cleveland's sails. And it was sort of the same thing with Tennessee. Like, they're hanging for a little bit, maybe first quarter, quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden it was like, all right, we've played around enough. Like, we're better, and we're going to show you we're better. And the next thing you know, it's a 3-score game, and you're looking at, hey, well, maybe put this guy in and play that guy, and, you know, get some rest for this player. And that's obviously, I don't think any of us thought going into the year that they were going to be in positions where they could do those sorts of things, and they've been able to.
So what do you make of the moves yesterday? Because a team that's having a better-than-expected year is not usually a team that you see trading off players in advance of the deadline, but there were 2 moves yesterday, and you can fill us in to what extent these guys were spare parts or just weren't fitting with the system or what, or maybe there's like some sort of galaxy brain throwback to Belichick playing 3D chess, stockpiling assets to make bigger moves in advance of Tuesday. I don't know, fill us in on the White and Duggar moves yesterday.
So Duggar got the extension last offseason, so the year, the Gerard Mayo season, and it was way too much money, and I didn't like the deal at the time. And he certainly had a role. He's a box safety. He's physical. He's always been a good, like, solid guy in the locker room, like a leader type. He did not fit the system at all. Mike wants to play a lot of split safeties. He wants those guys to be able to cover in man. Duggar does not cover well, period. Tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, whatever it is. Got forced into action for a couple games this year as the starter because Jalen Hawkins' hamstring, but by and large has been the, if they went big nickel, like that's the only time he was playing. I mean, he lost the starting job really before the summer even happened. I think they had already predetermined. They tried to trade him, weren't willing to eat much of the money. Here they're eating basically the what's left of his money for this season, and then as part of the agreement to the deal, they just eliminated the final 2 years of his contract, so Duggar will be a free agent, so Pittsburgh's not on the hook basically for anything, and Duggar gets to be a free agent. So that just was that was going to happen one way or the other, and even with them being lean at safety, because as I mentioned, Hawkins has had the hamstring, they cut Jabril Peppers before the season started. Like they don't have a ton there, and they were still like, nope, we're going to move that contract come hell or high water. Keon White's been a massive disappointment. Like if you go, he's one of the football nerds who populate social media, and they would get their hands on these 60-second clips spliced together over five games of Keon White just ragdolling a tackle or a guard or just like destroying a double team, and you're like, this guy's one of the best players we don't talk about. I've watched him. I watched him regress last year. I watched him no longer become good against the run, which was his calling card when he came into the league, and never develop any pass rush moves, and he fell out of favor so fast with this group, and like he accepted it almost. It was like, yeah, I don't, they're paying me. That's why I show up every day. They're paying me, but they're not playing me. Healthy scratch this past week and basically, you know, song and dance, get him out of here. No future for you here.
So do you anticipate them being busy looking to add, or is that where, because when this came up yesterday, I was trying to sort of place where the Patriots are on the timeline, even using the Bills. Like, are they the 2020 Bills that emerged as suddenly a Super Bowl contender? Because that would be a team I would want to try to maybe supplement my skill positions anywhere that I need anything. Do you think they have a mind to be active before Tuesday, Mike?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. They've been calling around the league for the last couple of weeks about edge rush possibilities, which, you know, again, was sort of another tell that Keon White was going to be out the door pretty quickly. Now, the question is, what level? And they have talked often, and Mike Vrabel even kind of hinted at it today about the idea that, like, you know, it's our first year. Like, this is a rebuild. Like, we're not stupid, but then the flip side is you're 6-2. The schedule's easy. You're playing better than anybody thought you would. You're winning these games, and your quarterback again is playing like they thought. Mike Vrabel is here in part because of Drake May. Josh McDaniels was like, "Let me get in there. I want to work with Drake May." Yeah. Like they knew this kid had the potential to be something special. Again, I just don't think they thought it would be this soon. So, the question becomes: they've wanted to protect those first, you know, day one, day two picks, but does something happen here? Does somebody come free, or does the price come down on somebody where they say, you know what, like we had that guy and you know, maybe we can do even more than we thought. Cause now they think they're a playoff team. Now the question is, do you think you're a real championship caliber team? And I would again say that's probably a little early for that, but it's a strange conference this year. It's a strange league.
Mike, I mean, you've been around the league so long, it's early, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. I mean, it's the Warner Rams. I mean, Vrabel doesn't need to. I'm not falling for it. He's not pulling the unfrozen caveman lawyer act on me.
Yeah,
it's just he's like, we don't know.
We're happy to be here. Yeah, I could see them. I could see myself in a job in Boston. I don't have the accent for it, Mike, but I could see me arguing for get me a guy that can get Mahomes and Allen on the ground in January.
Yeah,
right. Because the Bills in 2020, I wasn't thinking they were a Super Bowl team until like middle of the season, and they made it to the conference championship game and could not touch Mahomes, and they got blown out.
They've still never touched him.
And they still never have touched him. So like there's
and they've tried.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like you the first thing out of your mouth when I asked about adding was edge, and like I don't know, that got my attention.
Yeah, and you think about some of the names that, you know, like, obviously, who knows what Cincinnati will do? No one can predict that. They probably should have moved off Hendrickson last year, but they figure it out. They bring him back this year. You know, he's dealing with an injury, but, like, the loss to the Jets? Do they think that they're out? Will they do the smart thing and get some assets for him? Or are they going to be stupid and then just play this out again into the offseason and let him walk, which would be such a Mike Brown Cincinnati thing to do? But then there are other names that have popped up. You know, like even someone like a Dante Fowler in Dallas, who's not, you know, he's not a star, but like, okay, you add him to Kalyvon Chaisson, who's had a nice year pressuring the quarterback, and Harold Landry, who's beat up right now, and that's not unexpected because he's 230-something pounds and he's playing pretty much every down. So, like, if you can add a higher-end rotational piece, maybe that's the view, and maybe that only costs you a fourth or fifth rounder, and you can protect your assets. But, like, there's a wide range of possibilities in which they could do some things, and some names that probably pop free after this weekend, because, you know, this is kind of like, okay, the deadline's Tuesday. We still think we're in it. You get beat on Sunday. You're like, you know what? Screw this. We're trading out. We gotta stockpile some assets. So, you know, there'll probably be a name or two that ends up becoming available that we aren't really talking about at this point.
I've chosen not to take the football nerds comment personally. I'm not splicing reels, maybe like Keon White, but I know I have to admit my 294 fantasy teams would like a word when it comes to this. Mike, what do you think?
You know, I'm okay with the fantasy stuff. It's just like when you have people, you know how it works now with the social media and these guys, they're X's and O's guys, and you're like, well, you're not just. I can look at any. You can splice together anybody's tape for 60 seconds and think like, ooh, if that guy could do that all the time, he's a star. Look at him, I'm going to latch onto this. And then I'm like, I've watched the guy every freaking day. Like, he just is not that.
Mike, I mean, this is, I don't want to say this is the same thing, but my son is 16 and plays lacrosse, and I watch his reels, and I, you know, like, I'm impressed. But, like, didn't you just get blown up 1 second after this goal? I mean, you got to give it to him, though. I'm on his team. Mike, what do you think of the Bills season so far? So we talked before the Patriots visit here, but I don't think since until today. You know, you said a little bit earlier, they're 5-2, they just won 40-9. But I think a lot of people here are a little bit unsure about them. They've been good for so long. Would you say you would trust them, regardless of the Patriots season, would you say you would trust them the same, more, less than how you felt the last few years?
A little bit less, I think. And I'll give you, to me, and it was kind of, I had the, you know, having watched them prior to the Patriots playing them, I had some questions about the safeties. I had some questions about the ability to run stop. Even at linebacker level, with because of the Milano thing, he's just never healthy anymore. And he was such a huge piece of what they were just a couple of years ago. And now you're kind of like almost, it's not fair to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, sort of almost held hostage by that. Like, well, if you just get back, if you just stay on the field. And it's like, yeah, but he just can't. It's, you know, his body has not been withstanding the punishment that he brings, you know, and the way he plays. So all of a sudden, then I watch the game and I'm like, I have a lot of fear of the receivers. The safety thing is definitely, to me, an issue. I mean, they just signed Poyer to the, you know, to, as you well know, to the active roster. And like, you know, like, Jordan's a tough guy, a smart guy, but like the Jordan Poyer of 3, 4, 5 years ago, I mean, that's not that guy, but that's how sort of desperate they are for it. And I just look at it and go almost like, man, if you're Brandon Bean, I know he hates to talk about this, but you could use a guy on the outside, a receiver, but you could also use a safety, and you could also use another run stuffer, and you could, and as your pass rush, like, they're good, but they're not great, or they're above average, but they're not good. And it's like, yeah, it was a little bit eye-opening to me. And then to see them get dismantled in Atlanta, and look, everybody has those games. I'm not like, that's not who they are. That's not who their season is. But it just was eye-opening to me. And it's like, I don't know if I'm Brandon and I'm Sean, how can I aid myself to the point where we are in the conversation for the AFC champions? Like, I feel good about them again. Mm-hmm. And I think they've got to have some doubts.
Mike, maybe last thing here, we're about out of time. Do you think the Colts are for real? How far do the Colts go?
It's like the Daniel Jones thing. I keep waiting for it to fall apart. And if you talk to anybody who has been around them this year, or anybody who's deep into the study, they're like, he's playing really good football. They're not asking him to do too much, but yet when he has to, he's done it. To me, I keep coming back to Sam Darnold last year. where it was so good and he was a legit MVP candidate. And then right at the end, right, the last game and then the playoff game, it was, oh, that's the guy you've been waiting for. So I'm kind of in that camp with Daniel Jones. He's going to have to do it every single week. But everything else around him is really good. I mean, Taylor's been awesome. Their receiving core, their pass catchers in general because of the tight end Warren, that's a really good group, like underrated. And now they've got a guy who's actually getting them the football. And you're like, well, maybe they're not so underrated. Maybe they are better than I thought. Their defense is eh. You know, the secondary situation I don't think is great. But if your offense is going to be, I think someone said it, they're like better than the 2007-2008 Patriots were at this pace, you know, like in terms of like all the nerd numbers, then that's pretty eye-opening.
Yep. I saw a piece. This is how we live now, right? I didn't click on the story, but it was about how Steichen and the Colts are one of the few teams, maybe they're starting a new trend, they're winning the toss and taking the ball. They want to get out in front of you.
Oh, no.
They want to get out in front of you. That's it. So the idea of stealing an extra possession and all the extra information and all that stuff, they simply want to get a lead.
Uh-oh.
And play from in front.
We're going to get back to football nerds, I imagine, in about 10 minutes.
Maybe, yeah.
I like it, though, because they realize, A, our defense isn't awesome, but our offense is. And the way we're scripting things, especially early, like 7-0, you get teams like, oh, man, they're going to do that. You know, we had no answers for them in that first drive. You get them already thinking about, like, this could be a long day at the office versus the reverse where, you know, hey, did they go down and score? And now you're chasing a little bit. Like, that's
– yeah.
That's interesting.
Running teams want to be front runners. You know, they're not the same player. You didn't say they were. Darnold. So they lose to a 15-2 team on the road. And then, I mean, a terrible matchup, verse and everything with the Rams. And I was, like, right there betting against him this year. And he's been great on a team that was supposed to have a bad line. So, I don't know. Like, it's... We've had a few of these reclamation projects, Mayfield and Geno and different guys. I don't know. I don't want to sound afraid of the Colts, but I respect it. All right,
no,
Mike.
You have to. I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and then they're actually doing it to a degree that we didn't think was possible.
There it is. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Likewise. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. On the Wester Hotline, 803-0550. For us, Mike Schopen, the Bulldogs, Sal Capaccio in 40 minutes. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think it's just being a responsible rusher. You know, if you're behind the quarterback, you're wrong. You have to be smart when you rush him. He knows where to escape. I think he's one of the most efficient scramblers in the league this year. So, you know, for us, it's working together. You know, it's never just one person doing something. It's the guys that are rushing are working together. Coverage behind you factors into that. Like, there's a lot that goes into bottling that up and keeping him in the pocket.
Michael Hoyt, Bills and Chiefs, Sunday, 4:25. I saw the map, the early games. Colts Steelers is one, and it was the Burkhart Brady game. Minnesota Detroit.
Okay.
I'm not sure we get both. We probably do.
I can tell you in a moment. It's just going to take me a couple of clicks.
I bet we do.
And I will be able to tell you definitively. Let's see.
Sunday night is Seattle, Washington, which in this case is two different places.
Isn't this weird? For some reason, my schedule is reflecting this as though we are on Central Time. The 1 o'clock games are 2 o'clock, and the Bills game is 5:25 here in my app. Like, I have not logged out. I just went in. Anyway, that's weird. I'll bet when I clear it and come back, it'll be right. Anyway, Colts, Steelers, CBS, 1 o'clock. Vikings, Lions, 1 o'clock. Bills, Chiefs, and then, yeah, night game. You had it.
I just want to say it once.
Local TV, that is, just for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I just want to say it once, in case I'm right and it's somehow interesting.
Mm-hmm.
England changed its clocks last weekend. So now those games are 6 hours ahead, not five.
Okay.
And I wonder if that has anything to do with your... Because you haven't been to Central Time in the last while.
No, it's been...
I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
It's been quite a while, yeah.
Now those games are 6 hours ahead, and we change our clocks this week, right? Saturday night, Sunday morning.
I believe that's right, yes.
So 5:25 is kind of when we start, because it'll be extra hour.
I guess that's right.
That's probably more likely to be it.
I want to see if, you know what, let me I'm going to go in here. Let's see what the baseball game is listed at tonight.
You want it to say 9.
It says 8.
Oh, well. Never mind.
Isn't that weird? What a weird, glitchy thing. All right, anyway, I'm closing that up. You were right about the games on local TV, so there's that. And don't forget, the whole pregame show is coming out. CBS pregame show.
Oh.
Watch Bill Cowher get thrown through a table.
Who cares?
I think he did do that last year.
Who cares? So are they on, like, noon to 1 from here?
Yes.
In an empty parking lot?
It won't be empty.
No, it won't be empty, but it's not about to be kickoff either.
No, that's right. But they did this. They did this for the game last year. It might have been the first time I recall them ever going out on the road for that show. So they're going to be here, and then they're going somewhere else next week too, I think.
Probably the Jets or somebody.
I don't know. But yeah. So yeah, they'll do the noon to one. Live from, you know.
It's unwatchable.
Out front.
It's
stadium.
Like unwatchable. But, you know, not that you have to agree. Week 10, who cares? I'm not going to sit here and try to guess at where they're going next week. I'm never going to watch 1 minute of it. So I thought yesterday, like, we had a short-ish discussion about Bills Chiefs and, like, the importance of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of mentioned this with Mike Giardi just before. My takeaway from your breakdown of this game's importance was, in a certain way, the game of the year is in week 15. Like, if New England doesn't stumble, which they could, it's easy for me to say they could be 8-0. They could also be 4-4, I suppose. Like, mm-hmm. They didn't have to win the game here. The Bills were in a great position to beat them. They didn't. that, I mean, they were in a good position to beat them. They were behind.
Wasn't Miami a Devin Achane false step at the sideline away from going ahead of them late?
Or at least keeping possession,
That was them, I think, yeah.
That's right, week two.
Yeah.
So they are what they are. But it is different, you're right, that these teams are not in first place. And I think for Kansas City, it's a little bit maybe for the Bills too. You can tell me if you think this way. It's a little bit of whatever, you know, we'll be fine. I don't know. Like maybe the Bills internally overall feel that way. And the Chiefs don't have to either. Like Denver is pretty good. Denver and New England are kind of the same for me as teams for the Chiefs and Bills respectively to have to leapfrog here in the second half. The Bills have lost to New England at home, and the Chiefs have yet to play the Broncos. But it is different this year in this way. I wonder if end of the day it'll be the game in Foxborough that means the most to this season. Is this game a must-win? I know, literally it isn't. You're not out if you lose.
Right.
But if you get to four losses and say New England is at two, or you're at three losses, sorry, but without the tiebreaker. Kansas City would be at four losses if they lost this game, not the Bills. But you're a game and a half. You've lost to them. If New England ends up beating Atlanta at home, that's their game in week nine? How close? The whole point is the one seed, right?
That is still the thing. So while the some of the focus on the game from both sides, like I said yesterday to me, is different because of Denver and New England both being in front of the Chiefs and the Bills respectively, I need to keep pace with it's somebody else now. It's not Kansas City, and I don't play the team I'm trying to catch now. Not just keep pace with them. I mean, I'm trying to just stay one game behind Indianapolis, which is what I am right now. Although they've played one more game than me, right? They have not had their bye yet. They've played eight.
Colts?
I played seven. Yeah,
8-7-1.
Oh, right. And I'm 5-2. Okay, so that's it. I'm a game back. That's it. There's no I need the win to keep that on track. But as far as Kansas City goes, I don't know. I mean, could it still come to a head-to-head between the two of them? I mean, I suppose. Neither of these teams is buried, right? Would it shock anyone if Kansas City won the AFC West and the Bills won the AFC East?
That's the right point.
Right? So what am I really still doing? Right? I want the one.
Oh, wow.
If I lose to Kansas City and they somehow get hot past Denver and are challenging Indianapolis, I'm going to want this head-to-head. It's the same as opening week with Baltimore.
But it only matters, mostly only matters, if you both finish first.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's a 5-6 conversation. And, you know,
right.
Is that really that important? Well, that's such a good point. What would be the odds of the Bills and the Chiefs each winning their divisions
Well,
in a parlay? I'm doing it.
Okay, I was going to go into my app.
Do you like it?
Do I like it?
I mean, is that going to be? It's got to be plus money, doesn't it?
Yes.
They're both behind.
Yes.
Oh wow, this is so good. Bills minus 155. Look at the credit they get. Chiefs minus 125. Oh, I'm not allowed to combine these. How do these other people get away with all these? But I can't even do two leg parlays on mine.
I don't know.
What am I doing wrong?
Were you on my app?
You know that's what I'm doing wrong. You tell me what it is. Talk to Kevin and you'll look that up.
Let me go see if I can figure that out.
Kevin, hi.
Hey guys. Good to talk to you. Hey, yesterday, nobody brought Mellow Cups. My sister used to obsessively get those little cards and save a million of them up for a box of 10. But you'd known brought Mellow Cups.
I hated Mellow Cups as a kid because I thought they were going to be the same as peanut butter cups, and then they weren't, and I felt really, really, really sad.
What is it, marshmallows?
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. It feels to me like smoke-flavored mud.
Say it.
All right. So anyways, so I spent a couple of years out in Kansas City doing a project and got to know a lot of Kansas City fans and listen to all their radio shows. They fear Gabe Davis. Even on the radio show, they just because he burned him so many times in games, it would be psychological to activate him. I don't care if he's got an arm in a sling. He's gonna make him go too high safety. I just think that'd be an interesting move, knowing that they don't like him. Then he's been like a thorn in their side more than anybody. That's just something I wanted to bring up. And then again, hey guys, I talked to you the week before. I'm back in town. I stayed back in town, and I guaranteed the victory, and you got a victory.
All right. Well,
I ring every bell in the house.
All right.
Go get him, right, Kevin. Right.
Thank you. Right.
This is the Carolina game.
Right. Right.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Good.
I can't.
How would you feel if the Chiefs re-signed? Where did Valdez-Scantling go today? He went somewhere today. I saw him sign somewhere. I don't remember where. But if the Chiefs brought him back because he caught a big pass against the Bills. Now, he's not had a historic game against the Bills like Gabe Davis had in the 2021 divisional loss. But I don't know.
Revenge game it would be.
I would sort of be – I'd be going, oh, good. Yeah, you're there. That's what you got. I think the Chiefs fans or the Chiefs team themselves could feel the same way if the Bills activated Gabe Davis.
I want to say – I want to say that I think the idea of Davis, who is not injured anymore, that's news today.
Right.
Coming up for this game is interesting and a fun discussion. I just can't with, I listen to sports radio and everybody's afraid. I have a friend who lives in Kansas City who is constantly with, this is how Kansas City feels. Because he talks to five people and listens to the radio. Like, it's just not... I would never say that about us.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people. There are going to be a lot of different takes. I mean, who's afraid of Gabe Davis? Andy Reid? Steve Spagnuolo? Afraid? Maybe. I think it's an interesting idea for a team that lacks at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Davis, like you got to... historically great game against the Chiefs in the playoffs, way more than everything did for MVS combined in his career, including when he played for the Bills. But, you know, maybe. I just doubt it's like a actual conversation that they have at in their cafeteria. You know, it just maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. There are moments of this where, whether it has to be a quarterback or a starting pitcher – or a goalie, somebody like, okay, well, now we have a problem. I doubt it's Gabe Davis. I really just do.
Me too. Bills minus 150, Chiefs minus 125. I think same odds that you just
close,
said.
Yeah.
Both best odds to win their respective divisions, even though neither of them are in the lead, paired up plus 218.
Oh, well, what do you think? Interested?
I need to put like six other things on with it to get the
put the Ravens on it. You have it open?
I do have it open.
Put the Ravens on it.
Ravens are also, by the way, the same favorite, minus 125 as the Chiefs. That brings it to plus 450. 451 to be exact. So $10 wins 45. I'm not making that bet.
I don't hate it. I think I would. $10. I'll give you $10.
I don't have any money in my account right now. I'm waiting for them to offer me some.
And I do, but I'm not allowed.
I'm waiting for them to offer me some bonus.
Of course. Of course you are. Guy wins $3,700 on a hockey bet or whatever. No, the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Right.
Take the money out. That's fine. That's a smart thing to do. I'm not being critical.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Or
sarcastic. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City to each win its respective division 45.
10 wins you 45.
10 wins you 45?
Yeah.
Who spoils it? Lamar Jackson gets a stomachache? Like, what spoils that?
They're the farthest back, but they also have the weakest field. So that makes sense that their odds are the same as the Chiefs because, you know, the AFC North is not – New England and Denver and or L.A. I think are better than anyone in the AFC North.
New England, I was there on this team will be good, and the schedule is cake. We talked about it constantly. I am not surprised. They're just not going to beat everybody. Like, this is Sal's take, too, and we'll talk to Sal. Maybe he's got a different take. I doubt it. They're just not so good that they're going to be – they're not what the peak Bills have been, which is they're just going to roll through the bad teams. I would be shocked if that happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But they win 11 or even 12, I think. And, you know, maybe that's too good for us. Maybe that'll win it. They'll have to beat the Bills. The winner of that, winner of the game in week 15 takes it. That's the game of the year. Buffalo at New England week 15. That's the game of the year. Winner of that game takes it. Yes or no?
Can that stake be realistic and have it not be the game of the year? I'm just struggling with Mahomes and Allen not being the game of the year.
Well, okay.
And Drake May already qualifying for game of the year status, although he's been excellent.
The Chiefs have the Colts in 2 weeks.
It has the potential to be the game of the year if the Patriots stay on track and they don't stub their toe, like you're saying. Then, and the Bills are one game back, then I gotta have it, and it's certainly Buffalo's game of the year because it's not week 18 like it was with Miami a couple of years ago, but it's the same sort of deal. Like, I'm not winning the division if I don't beat you here.
It's very unlikely, in my opinion, that the Bills will be two games clear of the Patriots going into that game.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one and you lose it, you're down.
You're behind again.
Because you'll have been swept. That's what you need to avoid this, is for the Bills to win, well, if they win their next seven and go to 12-2, right? Then New England needs to be 10-4. New England has the bye the week before that game. They need to be 10-4, and then you can afford the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even have the one seed at that point in hand. That means New England goes, they're 6-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means they go 4-2 against their schedule, which I think would be bad for them. Sal at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.